This is WSIU, powered by you. Illinois lawmakers' weekly coverage of the spring session of the Illinois General Assembly continues during the month of May on WSIU Public Television. The next installment is tonight at 7:30. Statehouse correspondent Jack Titchener joins me now for a preview of tonight's program. Two big developments this week, Jack: higher education and social services, kind of along with the budget.
Yes, indeed. The Illinois Senate voted narrowly earlier this week to approve an education funding reform measure for K-12 schools. It's by no means certain, though, that the bill is going to pass the Illinois House in its original form. Bunker Hill Democrat Andy Menard has been working on this issue for a couple of years now. It's gone through a lot of different iterations. The Senate Democratic leadership decided to run the bill this week. It passed with 31 votes, which is not enough to override a gubernatorial veto, even if it gets past the House. The bill is very controversial, especially among Republicans at the State House. They see it as redistributing wealth from the poorer districts, or from the wealthier districts to the poorer districts in the state. They also don't like it because it sends millions of dollars more to the financially troubled Chicago public school system. Menard's bill basically uses a set of poverty indicators and other factors to send state dollars to poorer districts while spending less over time to those districts that have better property tax bases. The bill is intended to level the playing field among Illinois school districts, where you have some suburban schools that spend over $30,000 a year per pupil, and many districts outside Chicago and the collar counties are lucky to spend $6,000 a year, even with additional state help. Republicans under Jason Berrickman may run their own plan, which would determine state spending per district based on a series of performance factors. The governor wants to stick with the current school formula that was evolved under the Edgar administration for now, but he wants to ensure that the state fully funds its part of the funding formula. The House has its own task force under Barbara Flynn Curry, the majority leader there. They're working on their own version of a school funding fix. So at the moment, it's kind of hard to say what parts of any of these plans will see the light of day in the next 3 weeks before the session is supposed to end. On this, Illinois lawmakers will hear from Deputy Senate Majority Leader John Sullivan from Rushville, who backs the Menard plan, as well as Republican Senator Jason Berrickman of Bloomington, who is working on his own performance-based model.
So still a lot of ingredients, not yet soup.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. When it comes to money, the House also advanced a $700 million human services funding bill that brings social service providers some of the money that they were hoping. The Senate passed it. It now heads to the governor.
Exactly. Actually, it has to go back to the Senate for concurrence. The original bill out of the Senate was about $450 million. There was a source for that from money that was raised under the temporary income tax increase. In the meantime, the House decided to sweep another $250 million from other funds to bring that up to 46% funding for the Social Services Agency. So it's not quite as it's not quite done yet. And there's some indication that the governor's office isn't really wild about this bill because it taps some funds that they wanted to use for paying back bills to vendors who supply the state's correctional system with food and other services. So it's not certain that they'll pass that. The governor also wants to have, at the end of the month, a two-year plan for finishing out the current fiscal year 2016 and going on to 2017, the fiscal year that starts on July 1. He'd rather have all of this bundled into one agreement that takes care of all that, and we're not quite there yet. We also, in this program, dig somewhat deeper into what lawmakers are hoping to do for higher education. They're trying to come up with another $454 million in stopgap funding to bring state colleges and universities up to 60% of their budget for fiscal year 2016. That's still a work in progress. The Senate has passed it. It still waits action in the House. For that discussion, we've got Deputy Senate Majority Leader Donnie Trotter, a Chicago Democrat, and Deputy House Republican Leader Dan Brady of Bloomington to talk higher ed funding. Trotter is also one of the budgeteers who's been working on coming up with a spending plan for this year and next. He confirms for us on this program that they are looking at raising around $5 billion in new revenues, and making over $2 billion in cuts to balance the budget. I have to caution, though, that this is sort of a draft summary of the discussions that are going on among the four caucuses and the governor's budget office. So this is a long way from being soup yet, as to use your earlier analogy, but it's significant in that this is how a bipartisan group of lawmakers who are budget experts amongst their respective caucuses have come up with this, and they've had the governor's budget director Tim Nutting involved in this. So it's significant in that fact. But the governor, of course, still wants part of his turnaround agenda passed before he signs off on any tax increases. And then you have Speaker Madigan and the House Democrats. They're still dead set against taking action that the Speaker says would hurt middle-class families. But we've got another 3 weeks to go before May 31st, so practically anything could happen or not happen in that amount of time.
Sure. Jack will keep watching, and you can watch Illinois Lawmakers tonight. That's at 7:30 on WSIU-TV.